You know, life isn't easy, which sounds dismal on a personal level. However, if we look over our shoulders, perhaps our neighbor doesn't have it any better than we do. Have you ever known people who envied someone else? And yet, if you discover, their own lives aren't perfect either. We have to be careful when we envy someone, because even though that other person may come across as problem-free, they probably have more problems than we do. You've heard that old saying, you have to walk in their moccasins to know what they're going through. And that's very true. And you know, that's also a warning to us not to be judgmental on others, because same thing, they may be going through some trials and tribulations we don't even know about. So all of us should be cautious about doing such things like that. But will a new automobile or a cell phone or a Neiman Marcus department store of clothes truly bring contentment to our lives? Some people would say yes, but eventually cars do rust out. Gravity will sooner or later take care of those facelifts. Most of us know that if you look in the mirror, it drops every day, doesn't it? And weight fluctuations will determine whether it will be possible to wear those Neiman Marcus clothes next year or not. Because we have a tendency to either expand or close in. It's better to close in, I guess, than expand in a lot of ways. But Jeremiah reminds us of our relationship to God. And incidentally, this passage, I have preached a lot on it through the years. And you know, every time I write a sermon, it always comes through from a different angle. I have never preached the same sermon in regard to this passage. It's amazing how the Holy Spirit can inspire to see things that hadn't been even forecast previously there. But the reason we exist is to glorify and praise God. How do we praise God? We praise God, as the Children's Catechism of the Westminster Confession of Faith says, by loving God and doing what God commands. Worship is the primary way in which God is praised. All life should reflect sincere worship and to honor God in every aspect of our being. Another way to praise and give glory to God is by people, and it's with compassion. Living daily as a person of faith means becoming part of God's family. To glorify God is demonstrated through caring for our fellow human beings. The Bible says in 1 John, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers and sisters. To bring praise and glory to God is serving others through meeting their needs. God has given all of us spiritual gifts. You will find spiritual gifts mentioned in Romans and 1 Corinthians and a few other books in the New Testament. And it's so those spiritual gifts and talents may be benefited toward others that God has bequeathed to us. The Bible says here, God has given gifts to each of you from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Manage them well so that God's generosity can flow through you. Then God will be given glory in everything through Jesus Christ. Well, it takes obedience to bring glory and praise to God by demonstrating grace to the world around us. It is an incredible privilege to inspire others to discover how God may be glorified. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15 says, as God's grace brings more and more people to Christ, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. Again, how is God to be praised? Well, one suggestion is that God is praised through prayer. Prayer is communicating with God. It is living the consciousness of God's wonderful presence and communicating with God by learning His thoughts and desires and praying for their fulfillment. Another way to praise God is by reading the Bible. Communication with God is, of course, a two-way street. In prayer, we tell God what is on our minds and those important concerns. But by the reading of Scripture, God instructs us on what His plans are for our lives. An overlooked aspect of many things is that a lot of times when we start praying, it's kind of like we start mouthing off everything we want God to know, and then we up and run, say, I've got to hang up now, Lord. I'm busy. I'm too busy. We need to pause and wait upon God. That's what in the book of Isaiah, they that wait upon the Lord. And we have to remember that. We can't just, we just can't program God like a computer program. We have to remember that God seeks for us to listen to Him. And that not just comes from Scripture, but by what God will communicate to us through meditation. But we all are guilty of it because we live in 2022 and we have to have the job done instantaneously, don't we? If we don't, we get disgusted and frustrated and go off somewhere else. But remember, don't just leave God hanging, if God can be hanged. Remember, God is there to listen, but God is also there to answer us in all aspects. And I tell you what, there's another angle to the prism of praise is through music. We are urged to sing at God's command no less than 75 times in Scripture. Music is clearly not just mental, but also spiritual. Even those who are monotone and tone deaf should sing praise and worship God. I have a story to tell you. In my first church, I got kicked out of the choir. They said I was singing in the wrong tune. So, you know, the preacher even got kicked out. But I have since redeemed myself a little bit. I finally found where my range of singing is, so I haven't been droned out again. But it's an interesting thing how music does something for us. You ever wake up with a hymn on your mind in the morning? Or any song, but basically, sometimes I wake up thinking about a hymn that I haven't sung in a long time, but it stays with me all the day through. And even, as I said, even those of us who aren't exactly Pavarotti's, we can still sing within our hearts. And that helps us to glorify God and solidify our trust completely in Him. Trusting God is the most basic form of praise. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. As people of faith, in our hearts, we believe God never breaks promises, but only few of us truly live lives of total trust in God and His Word. When we fail to trust God, we flunk out in the realm of worship and praise. That's something we have to remember every day. But more than that, when we don't trust God, we are saying to all, God cannot be trusted and is not worthy of trust. Now, lastly, we worship God by verbal praise. Now, what's verbal praise? Well, in the Psalms, 71st Psalm says, my mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. And many of the Psalms are expressions of praise to God. Well, again, what is praise? Praise is simply exalting God by recalling God's attributes and works through thanking Him for what He is doing and what He has done in our lives. You know, when we worship God, we come together in a corporate body like this. But worship doesn't, and praise God doesn't need to stop in the church building. You can worship God walking in your yard, looking at the flowers or the birds. And I know this sounds simplistic, forgive me for sounding simple-minded, but we can see God in nature. and give, you remember that old saying, take time to smell the roses? Well, how literally true that is. And you can look around, especially where we live, we have some of the most beautiful flowering plants ever. And I try to keep mine flowered as much as possible. I may get kicked out of the garden club for saying this, but I had a plumbago bush in one of my hanging pots die. One of the rare things, and I added two or three different plants and it kept dying. You know what I did? I went out and bought some artificial wisteria and it's in my planter right now. But the rest of my plants are doing really well. For some reason, nothing would thrive in that planter. I don't know what it was, but at least I'm happy. At least I don't have to water it anymore or anything like that. But to worship God is such an important thing. And you know, a lot of times we feel like spiritually we're drying up. Just say thank you, God, when you wake up in the morning. Do you know, as I've said this, some of you have heard me say it, it's a miracle when we can get out of bed and touch our feet on the floor, isn't it? So thank God every day for something like that. Thank God that you can still see, and thank God you can hear and speak, and thank God for your family and friends. All this, it's not like Bishop John H. Spung said, that we treat God like he's one of these idols that pagans worship. No, that is not the same thing. We worship God because God created us, and God desires us to be obedient and to be trusting him all the time. You ever feel like sometimes when you're facing an obstacle, you feel like your trust and faith just flew out the window? It happens to all of us. In fact, like going to the doctor. You know, my image of going to the doctor sometimes, it's like you've seen those images of pictures of people lined up against the wall at a firing squad and they're offered the last cigarette. Well, that's the way I feel when I go to the doctor. Is it going to be the biggie, you know? And you know what? It turns out God is holding my hand the entire time. God is taking care of me. God goes ahead of us. God goes behind us and goes to the side of us. Remember that. But sometimes we need a little fortification, don't we? A little encouragement and nurturing from God. And God, through our fears and our trepidations, will be there for us. But we all have short-term memories, don't we, when we come to that. God has gotten us through so many things in the past. What makes you think God's not going to get us through something in the present or the future? Think about that. Dwell on that. How God is working even now. When you leave this place, God is going forward. Pray for God's protection. And you know, God will do some marvelous things. I guarantee you this time next Sunday, if you were to share with me what things has God done in your life this week, you could probably come up with a big list, a long list of things that God has done, little mercies and little things. Now, am I saying God's going to alleviate all the aches and pains? Well, God could do so if God wanted to. But there's a lot of other things God works at in our lives that if we would only learn to appreciate what God is actually doing. That is an ongoing, was it in English, a verb, an active verb? God is an active verb. Think about that. God never stops loving us or caring for us or being merciful, whatever it is. God is for us, and who can be against us? That's the secret for a vibrant Christian life. Remember that. Read the book of Jeremiah, that chapter here, verses 5 through 10. It will, let's say this, reinforce your faith and trust in God. But we all know it's easy to praise God for the good things that come our way. But what should be done when trials are encountered and adversity and even evil is facing us? How should we respond when the supper is burned or the car breaks down or we become sick? Some lose their jobs, face financial hardship, or our loved one passes. What do we do about that? Well, even in those circumstances, we should offer up praise to God. You say, I'm silly for saying that. In 1 Thessalonians, it says, in everything, give thanks to God. Why does it say that? It's because in our hearts, God can medicate it spiritually for all of us. It's not just out of a whim. It's a proven fact. God will always help us. Even when we're at our lowest, God will do so. Just remember this. God will never leave us nor forsake us. That is our great comfort and strength to reflect upon this morning. Let us pray. Lord, help us in our faith and help us in our trust to know that you are truly compassionate and your grace never ceases. Help and guide us all, O Lord, wherever we are in our faith journey. Help us, Lord, when we stumble and fall, because we know you pick us up and bandage our hurts. Guide us always, O Lord, as we leave here today. Protect us. Look after us this week as we encounter obstacles we hadn't even thought of. Watch over each person here and look after them. Through the name of Christ our Savior, amen.